hope you had a fantastic Easter. We did. Interesting, when you go to church, those of us who are involved in a church on a regular basis, we see friends we haven't seen in a long time that show up, and that's great. Hey, listen, come for the most powerful, life-changing message of all, the Lord Jesus, who gave his life for us, died, was buried, and arose on the third day. That's what Easter's all about. Way more than the Easter Bunny, right? So anyway, I hope you had a fantastic Easter and a reminder of why we do what we do. You know, last week we were talking about faith in our marriage. We're talking about the power of being on the same page when it comes to faith and marriage. And as we know from this Easter celebration, that faith is something that God gives to us, really. It says, by grace we are saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is a gift of God, lest any of us should boast. We have nothing to boast about. It's all what God has done in our life. And now we live it out by faith every day. And that's what intentional living is about, how we walk in faith and enjoy it and celebrate it and trust Him, the excitement of trusting Him every day. In our marriage, maybe you've been wrestling. You got a comment you want to leave for us today? Love to hear from you. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. All right, let's get to our callers. First, let's go to Arizona.
Well, I just wanted to share that my husband and I have been married for 26 years. Mm-hmm. And back in the beginning, I was a Christian, but not really walking out my faith. And my husband didn't have much of a faith at all. Mm. So as my faith began to grow and I really began to follow God, of course, I wanted my husband to come along with me. But I used to just really just tell him all the time, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that, and just really almost beat him over the head with it because I wanted it so badly.
You were kind of like the Holy Spirit's assistant.
Oh, my gosh. I have a friend who woke me up because she's from Massachusetts, and she told me, now, Betty, don't try to be Holy Ghost Junior.
There you go.
And so what I learned was, through my reading of the scripture, I was really convicted that, yes, we're not meant to try to win them by words, but by our actions.
Yeah.
And so I just let him see my love for Christ. I let him see how much I loved Jesus Christ. And mm-hmm. he wanted what I had in the end. And the best part of the story is after 26 years, it doesn't make me cry. Mm-hmm. Last year he accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior.
Wow.
Yeah. So my point in calling is to tell people, don't give up, but just keep your eyes on Christ. Keep your eyes on Jesus Christ and not on your husband, but on Christ. And a friend gave me a scripture a long time ago. It was Acts 26:18. It says, I'm sending you to open their eyes and turn them from the darkness to the light and from the power of Satan to God. So we can take and have forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith.
Wow.
That's a great scripture. And, you know, for a long time I thought, well, it's not me he's sending. You know, and I used to pray that it would be one of his friends or somebody else. And would you believe that in the end, it was me?
Amen. Listen, you know what, Betty, you remind us what intentional living is. That is intentional living. Let me just put next to her name, Betty, intentional living. She's not giving up. She kept trusting God. She learned some lessons. We pick ourselves back up. We trust God. We keep moving. When we talk about walking by faith, as Christians, we're not to be quitters. When things get tough, we continue to trust God and move forward in a world that is so marginalizing those of us who try to live and do live by faith in Christ every day. And so this whole thing of intentional living, what we try to do is encourage one another to progress our life and move forward in a way to honor Him. That's why we're here. If you have a comment for today on our storyline, you can call 888-888-1717 is the number. Let's go to Jaina in Arizona. Hi, Jaina.
Hi, Dr. Randy. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. Go right ahead.
Well, this is, I got a God shot, and I had to call in and tell about it because I'm just so excited. I'm sitting praying in my car in this food line, in Glendale, Arizona, waiting at the food bank. And I've been praying and praying. I went through a divorce about 10 years ago, and it just completely destroyed me. Mm-hmm. I've allowed it. I've walked in through mental illness with the PTSD and alcoholism and just struggled, you know, put together 4 years here, a year here, 6 months there. And in this last month, I've had this renewing of my faith, and so many things have happened. Like, and it's not in a way that's subtle anymore. God has said, I got to slap this girl in the face because she ain't paying attention. And stuff like today happened. I was praying. I looked down at the clock. It's 11:11. And that always makes me think about Jesus. And so I said, I love you, Lord, you know. And then I turned on the radio, and I've never heard your program before. I'll be honest. I love to listen to worship music and dance in the car. I'm that lunatic. But I usually skip it if they're talking, because I do that at home when I can journal and write stuff down. So this was the first time I'd ever heard your program. And some of my prayers lately have been about exactly the things this woman, Anna, this 81-year-old woman that I don't know where she is, but God bless her, you know, was talking about being alone in the church and being alone. I have that fear still of being alone. And I constantly, in these last few weeks that I've been feeling so good, have reminded myself every morning, I'm not by myself. Like that story of the preacher that they asked at the end, who had done so much, how did you do it all? And he said, you have to remember there was two of us, you know? And so I'm never by myself. And she reminded me of that. And she also talked about feeling isolated in her church after the divorce. My ex-husband's mother and grandmother are high up in the church, and I didn't feel welcome. I wasn't welcomed. And it was very difficult for me to know that I didn't just lose my husband and the relationship I wanted with my children, but I lost my place of worship. There was just so much grief and loss. And then in the years that followed, I lost my brother and my grandparents. And
Jane, let me ask you, what brought you back? You said recently. What was it that brought you back to your faith?
I had come to a complete bottom. God had been blessing me. I finally got my own apartment. I finally got my own car. Things were going pretty good. But I still hadn't done that, you know, dropping to my knees, renewing. And but I hadn't accepted the blessings that were coming either. I was so afraid of being alone. And now in these last few weeks, I've been grasping that idea that you're alone for a reason, baby. The men in your life have been taking you down the wrong path. I got you here now because I'm going to show you where to go.
All right. You're at the place, Jana. Listen, we're all on this continuum. Some of us hit deep, 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 deep bottoms. Some of us have little dips in life, right? We can look back and say, well, I had a little dip here and then a little hill here. Sometimes there are little hills and little dips. Sometimes there are big hills and big dips in life, and that's just the way it is. And so you've been kind of at that dip and saying, hey, I'm on my way here, moving back up. Here's the deal, Jana, and you know this. Satan ain't going to like that. He's going to be kicking at you and going after you. And so we're talking intentional living here. You need to build into your life the things that are going to help you. Working on that mental health, continue to do that in counseling or with your church or with someone. Getting plugged into a Bible-believing church where you're going to be loved and encouraged and reminded of God's intentional love for you. Being able to get outside yourself and service toward others. These are things you can do. We're talking about one thing you can do. And I'm glad that you left the radio on to hear us talk a little bit, because when you heard Anna last week, 80 years old, who was married when she was 19 to an unbeliever, three affairs that he had, finally ended up in divorce, and she's been single now for 40 plus years. And yet she talked about the things she's doing and how God has made a huge change in her life. You're talking about intentional living? That's intentional living. And you can do it too, Jana. But you're going to need some help in the process, all right? Because Satan won't leave you alone. But greater is he that is in you, Jana, than he that is in the world. And I'm glad you're in that line getting food and listening to Intentional Living.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I came across Intentional Living, I went through a very difficult time, and my word for the year was intentionality. And being able to hear a radio station that promotes or encourages intentionality was like, thank you, Lord.
Maybe you're like Patricia. Life has been difficult, but listening to Intentional Living encourages you and helps you get through your day.
With your support, people like Patricia have the tools to live an intentional life for Christ. And now you can access many of Dr. Randy's exclusive teachings on various topics whenever you want.
As we approach our spring fundraiser, support the Ministry of Intentional Living. When you do, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years.
So don't wait. Give $30 a month or more, or a special gift of $360, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, please do that. We're just a few days away from this special event for Intentional Living, and I want to thank those of you who have grabbed hold early to say we want to jump on board, be a part of the Intentional Living Ministry. And by the way, to get in on that special drawing, we've got a special gift card for friends at a drawing that will occur here before the event occurs. And for everybody, those of you who are joining us in support, those of you who are praying for us, you're all welcome. Just go to theintentionallife.com, give us the information, and we'll put you in the drawing. But boy, we appreciate those of you who are stepping up and helping us. $1 a day, 4 quarters. With inflation, that's not nearly what it used to be, right? $1 a day. It's going to make a big difference in helping us, because I tell you what, we're using every penny as wisely as we can to impact people for Christ. And so thank you for joining us. $1 a day, $30 a month. We appreciate it. And of course, you'll get access to those of you who join us monthly. You'll be getting access to all of the teaching. We got a couple years worth of teaching from our Intentional Living Center, our monthly lessons available on that special platform for members. And all you can check it all out. Go to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, and press number two. All right. Talk to our staff. When you do, we'd love to hear from you. We're talking today about faith. That's a concept that the world struggles with when it comes to faith in God, and yet they live by faith every day. Faith in a lot of things, technology, the government, faith in their driving over a bridge, right? And we heard that news story, the tragic news story last week, that bridge that collapsed in Baltimore. Every day, we have faith, don't we, in things that are man-made. And many times, unfortunately, and sometimes personally, the faith that we put in something fails. Your faith in Christ will never fail. And in your marriage, especially if you're struggling, having faith in Him. That's what we're talking about. We'd love your comments on our storyline, 888-888-1717.
I was a believer for 7 years before my husband died. That was some years ago, and I was determined that I was going to live by 1 Peter 3:1, which talks about wives, be subdued in subjection to your husbands, so that without the word they may see and be won by your chaste behavior in your conversation, coupled with fear. And that, without the word, really struck me, because obviously there can be all kinds of contention when one is a believer and one is not. So I decided I would do that by God's grace, keeping in prayer. I decided to make a list of 10 things that I loved about my husband, and I would read that a couple times a day if necessary. I also immersed myself in 1 Corinthians 13. So that those three things made such a difference in our situation. And before he died, even though he struggled with drugs and alcohol, so it was so grievous that what happened at that particular time. You know, when he did die, I just felt I the fact that he had come to the Lord meant so much to me, because that's really the bottom line. That's really what it's all about. So I bring that up as an example of how important it is to perhaps consider that scripture for women if their husband is the unbeliever, without the word, because it made a world of difference.
That is intentional living. That is an intentional life. Thank you, Leona. Talking about faith and marriage, sometimes, boy, you need a lot of it. Sometimes not so much, sometimes a lot. All right, let's get back to more callers. Let's go to Tiffany in Arizona.
So what I've learned is to always look back at how your heart is, how your heart posture, how your heart posture is towards God during the times when you and your spouse are not on the same page. A lot of times we can point the finger and we can complain, you know, to others or to God, you know, about our spouses. But at the same time, we need to look back and see, like, okay, how am I feeling? You know, what are my thoughts? Am I in a frustrated mood or am I in a loving mood? And sometimes it's hard to do that. You know, when you're in a situation with your spouse, it's hard to be loving. But at the same time, we have to always go to God and say, okay, God, I'm struggling with this, you know, and I need your help with this. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me concerning this situation, you know. So, yeah, that's always been a thing. Marriage is not always easy. It's not. There are times when things are going to happen and it's not good. You know, right. But at the same time, as Christians and as believers, we have to realize that number one, God is in control. He's always in control. He knew that this was going to happen, but we need to go to him and say, okay, God, how am I to handle this? You know, make sure my heart is right. Make sure my thoughts are right, you know, concerning the situation.
Which is
and
powerful.
To remain in a loving way. You know,
the Bible says
you're
that,
right. Not be the Holy Ghost, not be the one that's always pointing the finger and saying you're wrong for this and you're doing this and this is not right. You know,
oh, yeah. Most men love that, by the way.
Right.
That's what they tell me. I mean, they say, I wish my wife would just badger me and beat me up and criticize me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think they do. Does your husband, would your husband like that, Jennifer?
Oh, I'm sure he would just love it.
I think I'll be gone for the day, honey. I'll see you tomorrow. Okay. Encouraging one another. Good lesson. Thank you for sharing that. That, again, that is intentional living. That's what we're talking about. You can do this. These stories are here to help you. That's why we share these stories. Stories have changed lives. Hey, listen. Makes a difference. Let's continue. Let's go to Arizona. Lisa, welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Well, this journey of marriage I've been on for almost 38 years, and I'm calling to give a little word of encouragement to those men and women out there who are on the same journey when it comes to communication. My husband and I have kind of developed a strategy, a tactic, especially when we are talking about something that we maybe don't agree on. And we ask each other the question or relay, do you need me to listen to fix it or to help you fix it? Or do you need me to listen just to listen? Because we have found that when we are, you know, in these disagreements, if the person who just needs to vent and get it off their chest just needs to do that, but the other person is in the mindset to fix it, they throw out a lot of ideas, and then that just might cause more conflict, because maybe you're not in the right frame of mind yet to fix it. You just need to get the feelings and the thoughts out. I'm a verbal processor. My husband is an internal processor. So sometimes I need to just speak it to be able to sort through all of what I'm either feeling or trying to accomplish together or individually. So do you need me to listen to fix it, or do you just need me to listen? It's been a good strategy for us.
Hi, Dr. Randy. This is Victor Reed, and I've decided that instead of giving sporadically to your ministry, I'm going to be a monthly partner. You helped save my life and pull me out of the pit, and I know that this is given to the kingdom of God, so that's my one step for the day.
Thank you. Listen, we appreciate it, and especially at this season when we're moving into this special week, and we start a time of really gathering and new friends to come and stand with us as a listener-supported ministry. I thank you for taking the lead in doing that. And as I mentioned, right now, when you go to the website, there's a lot of information there about the ministry. We have a special drawing going on for a gift, and you can, everybody's included. Those of you who are joining us in support and those of you who are just praying for us and listening, we want everybody included on the drawing that we'll be drawing in just a couple days. So go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. When you join us in monthly support, of course, you'll automatically be included in that drawing. But when you do, you also will get access to our membership platform with all of our teaching, our monthly lessons. All of those things are there for you as a way of saying thanks and to encourage you on your journey. And you can come and join in others who have been a part of the ministry. Therese joined us from Warren, Michigan, listening to the new 93.1, as is Danelle from Detroit. Thank you for your support in the ministry. Tina has joined us from Livonia, also from the new 93.1, and one more from that area, Renee from Oakland, Michigan. Thank you for your support as well. And congratulations to Oakland University. They got into the, for those of you who are following basketball, right? When they had the championship there, they didn't get all the way, but they got in a couple layers, I think, which is good. First time they've been in there a long time. Anyway, Oakland University. My brother went to Oakland University. Does anybody care? I don't know. I'm just going there. All right, we're talking about building faith in your marriage, how faith has made a difference. Love to hear from you. 888-888-1717. You can join us, by the way, during West Coast business hours. Press number 2 and talk to one of our staff to join, or go to theintentionallife.com. All right, let's continue with your calls as we're talking about faith in marriage.
I'm hearing you talk a lot about being on the same page, and I'm wondering if you could just speak to the difference, if you think there is one, between being on the same page and walking in step, I suppose, or being on the same page in your spiritual walk. I'm thinking about a more mature Christian and maybe like a new believer who, yes, are on the same page, but they're not walking equally, I suppose. Thanks.
You know, that's a really interesting question. I'm not sure when it comes to marriage that we're ever always on the same level. I mean, we're all different. Physically, we'd be different levels physically. We can be different levels of interest, education, and spiritual. And so it's, and I understand what you're saying. I mean, you're here and you're growing and you want your spouse to be with you on some of these things, but they're not. Just a couple things I would caution. One is, we got to be careful not to have spiritual superiority. Paul talks about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 8. He's talking about people, new believers. Yeah, remember, these were people coming out of Judaism into a relationship with Christ, and they were following all the dietary laws of the Old Testament. Right. And as they find freedom in Christ, even Paul says, so what about eating meat that has been offered to idols? Well, we all know that an idol is not really a God, and that there's only one God. And then he goes on to talk about, it doesn't make a difference if you do or you don't as a follower of Christ. We see that there in 1 Corinthians 8. But then he says, and it's really important to understand this. However, not all believers know this. Not all believers are as mature as you are, having grown to where you are. And Paul goes on to say, some are accustomed to thinking of idols as being real. So when they eat food that has been offered to idols, they think of it as the worship of real gods, and their weak consciences are violated. There's a whole teaching there. And let me just throw this out as a side note. Whenever you do something that you know is affecting your conscience, that is sin. to you. Okay? And back to scripture. It's true that we can't win God's approval by what we eat. We don't lose anything if we don't eat it, and we don't gain anything if we do. But you must be careful so that your freedom does not cause others with a weaker conscience to stumble. Well, why did I share that? Because I would say to you, as you shared that, Jamela, that question, that your husband's at a different page or a different level spiritually. You love him. You meet him where he is, and you love him where he is. You're not the Holy Spirit. You're not his pastor. You're his wife. You love him. You let him know what God's doing in your life, and you pray that he'll continue to grow. I know it can be difficult because sometimes people just stop growing, and you wonder what's going on spiritually. Is it real or not? Did the seed fall on soil that took or didn't? All right. Do we have time for another caller? Quickly? All right. Let's go ahead. I think we're going to go to who's next here? JC, I think. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I was calling in, getting on the same page in regarding spiritual matters, and I just wonder what Dr. Randy would have to say about a wife who tells her husband, I'm leaving you behind to follow God. The relationship fell apart, and I was just wondering what is the wife's aspect in following the husband where he believes that they should worship at. My name is Jerry. Thank you.
All right. Well, we went to Jerry. Listen, Jerry, let me just say, I don't hear the whole story. I just heard what you left on our comment line. But if what you said is the whole story, that she's not following God's design for her life to walk away from her marriage just because she wants to follow Jesus. Now, if there's more to that story, I don't know. You know, I'm wise enough and around long enough to know there's always more to a story. As the Bible says, the first one to speak always seems right until someone comes along and questions it. In principle, we're not just to walk away from our marriage because we're a follower of Christ and our spouse isn't. In fact, the Bible clearly says if you're married to a person and they're willing to stay married and they're not a follower of Christ, you're to stay married. That's what the Bible teaches. And that's what we teach as well. All right. Got to run out of time real quickly here, and we got to run out of the studio. We'll be back. Maybe we'll address this topic again another day and get some of these other callers we didn't get to. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your prayers. This is a very, very special week, and your support's making a huge difference for Intentional Living. Please come and join us. Get in on the drawing. Become a part of the team. Share your best gift to help us get started here in this special time by going to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or call 888-888-1717 and press number 2. More Intentional Living right here next time. See you then.